Welcome to the Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Podcast with Bishop K.V. Ransford.
Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Exalt Him. Magnify Him. Set His name above every other name. Son of the living God. Lift up your voice. Bless the Lord. Exalt Him. Magnify Him. Bless His name. In the name of Jesus. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear you. Lift up your voice. Bless the Lord. Bless Him. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Blessing. 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 Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yes, Lord. What a God we serve. What a God we bless. Lift up your voice. Bless Elohim. Bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you for such a time like this. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for who you are. In the name of Jesus, we stand before you today with one accord, acknowledging who you are in our lives. Come and be glorified. Come and be exalted in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, the crown will favor us. The atmosphere will favor us. Speak your word. Break yokes. Speak your word. Heal the sick. Speak your word. Break all thorn in every area of our lives. Father, we honor you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we say this morning, come and occupy in every area of our lives. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Why don't you clap for the Lamb of God? A better one, a better one, a better one, a better one. You can do better for Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't feel your clap. I don't feel your clap. I don't feel it. Shout hallelujah. A clap for the Lamb of God. Please sit on top of your enemies. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
And clap for the Lamb of God. Are you sure you are clapping for Jesus? A better one, a better one. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Shout
hallelujah.
And clap for the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He went there on the fourth day. Tell somebody he went there. Come on, say he went there. He went there. He went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody he went there on the fourth day. And there is a reason why he went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
Tell somebody there was a reason. Come on, there was a reason. There was a reason. There was a reason. There was a mystery behind that reason. Somebody shout
hallelujah
and clap for the Lamb of God. One of the things I want God to open your eyes, the number four is very powerful when it comes to creativity. Shout Jesus. Let's go to Genesis quick. Genesis 1 and the verse number 14 to 19, before we get to our message. Shout hallelujah and clap for the Lamb of God.
Then God said, "Let great lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them mark off the seasons, days, and years."
He said, and God said, "Let the great lights appear in the sky to separate the day and the night." One of the things I want God to open your eyes, when you look at this word, it talks about seasons. It talks about time. Shout
hallelujah.
God was about to do something, and because God had us in mind, there was a divine creativity from the word to. He created the lights. He separated darkness from the day. That is a sign for you to understand the season, the days, the years, and the months, and the time. Are you getting the revelation? The season, the dates, and the time. Shout hallelujah.
Awkwazu hallelujah.
So the number four has a powerful word when it comes to creativity. Shout hallelujah.
Awkwazu hallelujah.
The days, the season, and the years. Now watch me. We count years. Are you getting the revelation here? When it's your birthday, you count your year. The same way when he dropped Lazarus, his life was out. Are you hearing me, church? Now go to the 15.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 15. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth.
He said, let these lights in the skies shine down. Come on, say divine creativity. And don't forget the years, the months, and the days. Go ahead.
Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth. And that is what happened. Verse 16. God made two great lights.
Come on, say, the Lord made two great lights. Come on, say, he made two great lights. Now watch me. That divine creativity is the ability that carries our lifespan. Because you live your life by years, and the years emanated when God was dripping the lights that govern the days, the light that govern the years, and the light that govern the months. Are you getting the revelation? He made two great lights.
God made two great lights, the sun and the moon.
Now watch me. That is why so many a times you say sun, Sunday.
Hour.
You say moon, Monday.
Mvolo.
It's covered
Laulua.
By divine creativity.
So your
ears is covered by this divine creativity. Shout
hallelujah.
Go ahead.
God made two great lights, the sun and the moon. The larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night.
So in other words, there were two great lights. One was functioning that controls the day. And one was functioning that controls the night.
It's
day and night counts your years. When you talk about time, it is through these great lights. When you can look at your time, it's because of these two great lights. The one covering the day and the one for the night. Shout
hallelujah.
The larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars. Verse 17. God set these lights in the sky to light them.
The Lord set this what? Lights in the skies. To do what?
To light.
To do what?
To light.
To do what?
To light.
To do what?
To light the earth.
So the same way your destiny, the day you were created from eternity and God brought you to time, that was creativity. So as you are seated there, you are living by time. Tell somebody you are living by time. Come on, say you are living by time. But when you cross over, there is no time there. When you cross over, there is no time there. You are living by time. You work by time. You pray by time. You sleep by time. You eat by time. You walk by time. You gym by time. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's the time here. That is divine creativity. So I'm building a case study for you to understand before we go to the main message. The number four, creativity. Shout Jesus. Go ahead.
God set these lights in the sky to light the earth.
God set this light in the sky to light the earth. So when you are walking by time and your time is up, God is able to doom or to switch off the lights upon your life, then you leave this planet. Are you getting the revelation now? So it talks about time. Come on, say time. Come on, say time. Come on, say time. It talks about time. So I wanted to understand. You are living by time. You are living by time. Understand time. Shout Jesus.
Verse 18. To govern the day and night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good.
And the Lord saw it. That it was good. Come and say it is good. Come and say it is good. Come and say it is good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now go ahead.
Come again.
He also created stars to govern the day and night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good.
Come on, say, he saw it was good. That is why some people believe in the stars. Right? They are able to read their lives. Shout Jesus. When the Messiah was released, the three wise men were able to look at the star, and the star spoke to them about the meaning of what was happening. Are you getting the revelation?
Verse 19.
Go ahead.
19. An evening passed and morning came, marking the fourth day.
The evening came. The morning came. Marking the fourth day. Now you understand the fourth day. It talks about creativity. You understand the fourth day. It talks about when God began to bring light. Shout Jesus. So God was forming. And the first thing the Lord had to do was to create life before you come. Are you getting the revelation? The Lord had to create light before your appearance. So the light was ahead of you. The stars were ahead of you. Everything you are seeing, they were ahead of you before God brought you into time. So one of the things I wanted to underline is the fourth day. Come and say the fourth day. He said everything you heard, everything you heard from the word, it came on the fourth day. And Jesus went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout hallelujah. Meaning there is something he has to create. Somebody shout hallelujah. Receive a creative miracle. Receive a creative miracle in every area of your life. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
So the number four brings divine creativity.
Man.
Are you understanding now? So he went there on the fourth day. And we are dealing with a character that is called Lazarus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Hebrew translation of the name Lazarus. God help me. I said, God, help me. Today, the Lord will help you. I said, the Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. He will help you in your career. He will help you in your destiny. He will help you in your business. He will help you in the sickness. He will help you in the disease. He will help you in your household. Give the Lord a shout. He said, the Lord has helped me. I see the Lord helping you. I see the Lord coming to you. Your name is Lazarus. The Lord will help you. Somebody shout hallelujah. And clap for the Lamb of God. And there's another thing I want God to open your eyes. When you study the scripture very well, somebody will ask, what made Lazarus, Mary, and Martha so special to Jesus? Watch me, church. Nothing comes easy. When you see something happening, if it's not just happening, there is something you don't know. There is a mystery behind. Shout
hallelujah.
When we start going deep into the word, you will understand that Jesus identified Lazarus as the one that he loved. So in other words, it is not everybody that Jesus can just love. For God so loved the world, if it's universal. But mercy is too specific. Grace is universal. But mercy is specific. Watch me. To them that believe, he gave them power to become sons of God. So in other words, for you to be released, the power of God to come upon your life, you have to believe. Then he gave them power. So without your belief system, he cannot hand over the power to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. We have the sons of God and we have the creation of God. And we are going to dive into it for you to understand what made them so special. Have you ever asked yourself that why is Jesus so loving, love them so much? As a matter of fact, they declared them to be close friends. Now let's go to Luke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 10. And the verse number 38 to 42.
Verse 38 to 42.
I want to give you a background.
Luke chapter 10, verse 38. And Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem.
Jesus and the disciples, they continued on their way to Jerusalem. Come and say, they were on their way. They had a mission. They were still with the mission of God. They were outreaching. They were winning souls. They were on their way to Jerusalem. Shout hallelujah. Come on, say they were on their way. Come on, say they were on their way. I want God to open your eyes. You see, for God to leave everything and just attend to one person, I want to give God the glory. And I want God to open your eyes. He said they were on their way to Jerusalem.
As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home.
They got to a certain village and a woman named Martha opened her home. Are you ready to open your home? Are you ready to open your home for Jesus? Are you ready to open your home for the Messiah? Jesus never asked. Remember, he was working with the disciples. And the woman that was named Martha opened her home. Can I ask you a question? From nowhere, can you open your home for Jesus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want God to open your eyes. When you see somebody loving somebody, caring for somebody beyond, there is a reason. It cannot be the same There is a reason. I'm giving you the reason now. She opened up her home. Go ahead.
They came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Verse 39. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught.
Listen. They opened their home. Who opened the home? Who opened their home? It's Martha.
Martha.
And listen, Martha.
Martha
was a caterer.
Why you go?
A caterer. She loves to cook. Are you hearing me?
Man.
She loves always to be at the kitchen. Hallelujah.
Man.
When Jesus got there, her sister Mary sat at the feet and listened to what he taught.
We hope you were blessed by the word of the Lord. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on +27 833 470749. For daily decrees with Bishop, you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, search for Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Miracle Center, and your life will never be the same again.